Have you ever wanted to jump into the exciting world of mountain biking? Now more than ever is your chance to try it out. Its growing popularity and new technology has increased your opportunities to have fun and experience a new sport. To start off, let's briefly discuss the types of biking. We'll talk about mountain biking, but other types include road and cyclocross. Within mountain biking, there's a spectrum from downhill-oriented to all-around riding. From the downhill side, the disciplines are downhill, enduro, trail, and cross-country. Bikes are designed for each different discipline. To start off on your bike, make sure you have general balance and fitness. On the bike, make sure you're always fluid. To start off, you'll sit down on the saddle, but as the trail gets more intense, you may want to transition behind your saddle and get into an attack position with a balanced, low stance on the bike. There are some MTB skills that you can learn. Wheelies and endos are some basic skills, and once you get better at them, you can learn manuals and big drops and jumps. To wheelie, shift your weight back and pedal hard in a relatively easy gear. Once you get the hang of it, you can start tapping the rear brake to bring your front wheel down and pedaling a little bit harder to bring it up. To stoppy, simply tap your front brake hard and shift your weight forward slightly, but don't do it too much or you'll go over the bars. To manual, go at a pretty fast pace on downhill grade and shift your weight far back, similar to a wheelie, but this time you won't have pedaling power to cheat your way up. After you have mastered the manual and the stoppy, it's time to learn a bunny hop. In a bunny hop, manual deeply, and then shift your weight forward similar to a stoppy so that both of your wheels are in the air at the same time. When climbing, keep your breathing steady and deep. Calming down and just breathing will help on even the toughest ascents. The climbing game is also very mental. Breaking the climb in sections or counting to a certain number helps you feel confident. Staying seated for most, if not all, of longer climbs will help you not tire as quickly, as you must support your whole body when standing. When the climb gets really steep, you may be forced to shift forward on your saddle or even stand. Keeping a high cadence or RPMs will keep the load off of your legs. A 70 to 90 cadence or even higher is the most efficient. Maintain your momentum and try to even out your power. If you are able to easily stiffen up or lock out your suspension, your suspension takes some of your energy to soften up the ride. Speaking of equipment, make sure your tires are properly inflated. A PSI of at least in the low 20s will act in much the same way as stiff suspension. Low PSIs, while not only being dangerous, will take some of your energy away. The downhills are what many live for, and some simple techniques can make them much safer and easier. Body position is key. The attack position becomes very important as the terrain gets bumpier and you must adapt your bike to the terrain. Keep your view focused well ahead of where you are. This is a skill that can improve your speed very quickly. If you keep your gaze where you are going, this prepares your body to deal with whatever is next. It also prepares you to actively ride the trail. Adjusting your body's position, low on the steep sections and always fluid, helps a ton. Corners are one of the most complex skills in mountain biking, and they require some balance and agility. Place your outside foot down and place much of your weight on it. Rotate your hips towards the direction you want to go. Gently lean into the turn as your speed increases. As always, your vision sets up the turn, so be looking ahead. Get your bike set up for the downhill properly. Having well set up brakes and suspension helps your confidence and may save you from injury.
This seamless standing up and sitting down transitions.
Since you're getting faster, you'll probably want to do a race or two to test your skills. When racing, make sure to pace yourself as always and prepare ahead to know the course and have enough water and food for your activity. In conclusion, mountain biking is a sport that everyone can do and everyone can have fun in. So, next time you want to pick up a new sport, why not try mountain biking? Go grab a bike and start doing the skills we've talked about in this podcast. And as always, be safe and have fun.